Now, the story of an unusual summer camp in Baltimore. It's a month-long program for middle school boys meant to give them a crash course in coding and design. The camp's founders are hoping to cultivate the next generation of talented black engineers. Elsa Nadworny of the NPR Ed Team reports.
Meet 12-year-old Jacob Walker.
This is my ruler that I've created.
He isn't holding an actual ruler. He's designing one on a computer. And once he's finished adding his initials, he'll produce it on a 3D printer. Jacob's just about to start 7th grade and has big dreams. Building this ruler, it's all part of the plan.
Well, when I was a child, I loved to play with Legos, and it inspired me to become an engineer when I get older.
Jacob is one of the 50 or so boys in this free 4-week camp at Morgan State University. It's called the Minority Male Makers Program, and it's paid for by Verizon. Students are learning to code, to design apps, create products, and make business plans. They're not just excited about what they're doing, they're good at it. After they design their rulers, they start pitching ideas for apps.
We're doing a business, a candy selling business.
It's a website if kids having trouble to study, they could go on our app. And
you can tap the button and then you can find your keychain because the keychain has a chip in it and you'll be able to find it when you go onto the app.
We knew that they had these types of capabilities. It just was about providing them the opportunities and the resources and the outlets to bring it out of them.
LaDon Partlow is a lecturer at Morgan State and oversees the program. To find students, the university reached out to local middle school principals with this simple request.
We want students who seem like they may need more of a challenge, who on a daily basis may seem a little removed from class. They may be bored.
Bored, though not anymore. Partlow says some of these kids know the material better than she does, but they're still young and impressionable.
Why not start with, you know, the middle schools? Because that's where you really want to grab the attention of the students, because after that, you know, they've pretty much forged their own path.
Another benefit of the program, current Morgan State students work as TAs and mentors.
All right, so pay close attention to what I'm doing here.
These mentors not only help students through the work, they're also role models, showing these kids they can go to college. They can have a career in engineering, in math, in tech.
I relate to a lot of these kids, you know. There's no limits for them. That's why I wanted to just share with them.
That's 26-year-old mentor Chris Gaines. He's back at Morgan State after working as an electrical engineer.
From my experience in the industry, it's not many young men of color.
He says it would get uncomfortable in the office when stories of Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown came up.
And I was the only young black male in my previous job, and I just had to, you know, speak up for, you know, these young fellas. You know, they didn't understand my perspective. And instead of arguing, I said, how about I just contribute and do my part? And that's why I'm here.
Though summer classes recently wrapped up, the program runs for 2 years. So the kids will come back to campus for several Saturdays throughout the school year. Mentor Chris Gaines says he'll be there to answer questions about engineering, college, and life. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Baltimore.